While his rink fell one game short in its quest to make the Tim Hortons Brier playoffs, local curler Glenn Howard has enjoyed a legendary career. In this video courtesy of Curling Canada, Howard reflects on his Brier and World Championship titles along with how overjoyed he is to be now playing with his son Scott, who throws third stones. The most recent Brier, which concluded Sunday in Lethbridge, Alberta, marked Glenn Howard's 19th appearance at the Brier, with the first six coming as third on his brother Russ Howard's team. Glenn Howard has been part of four winning teams at the Canadian Championship, capturing it all in 1987, 1993, 2007 and 2012. All four teams also went on to win the World Championship. As for this year's Brier, Howard's team opened the tournament with three straight losses. However, they proceeded to win three of four to end the event with a four-win, four-loss record. "We were playing with pride out there," Howard said in an interview with Curling Canada when asked about finishing well. "We wanted to win as many games as we could. To go 1-4 and we knew we were out of it, to win the last three is pretty special." Asked about his future, the 59-year-old said he's taking things, one year at a time. "I feel like I can still make some shots and I'm having fun with the boys. It's a riot being out there," Howard said. "I think if I'm healthy enough, I'd like to play another year." The coveted Canadian Championship final went Sunday evening. During a nail-biter, Newfoundland and Labrador skip Brad Gushue's wildcard entry narrowly defeated Alberton Kevin Coe's rink 9-8. What makes the accomplishment even more impressive is the fact Gushue's rink won the 3-versus-4 game, semi-final and final with just three players after third Mark Nichols tested positive for COVID-19 Friday.